All right. Thank you, John and Eric. Once again on the Niagara's Choice voice line, movie reviewer for the Niagara Gazette, by the way, the only daily newspaper critic in New York State outside of Manhattan. He's a member of the Critics' Choice Awards Association and also a Rotten Tomatoes-approved critic who's interviewed hundreds of stars and directors for print and TV. And he joins us every other week or so right here on Wake Up Niagara, of course, talking about Michael Colleary. Michael, welcome back to Wake Up Niagara.
Thanks, Frank. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. Good to see you. And so I understand you took a little road trip down the 90 to Rochester. You were exchanging some text messages. There was some cool stuff. So tell everybody what you did over the past few days. It sounded pretty cool.
Well, the Eastman Museum is a world-class operation. There's no question about that.
Right.
They've put an addition onto the museum, a superb building. I think they did it a few years ago. It's the home of the famous George Eastman, the man responsible for photography, of course. And without George Eastman, there is no Rochester. There's absolutely no question about it.
Yeah.
And his house, the mansion in which he lived on East Avenue, is restored to its former glory, and except for the gardens, which were obviously closed in April, and the beautiful gardens in the right season, the house is spectacular to walk through and look at how the other half lived. That's for sure. He lived very well. And in addition to that, there's an exhibition area filled with old projectors and cameras and interesting things that's included in part of the house. It's all included in the same tour. And you don't have to take a tour. You can do it on your own also. And they have a huge exhibition space. And filling the space right now is an exhibit called Crashing into the 60s, Film Posters from the Collection. They have thousands of movie posters in their collection, in addition to tens of thousands of movies, which they show at the Dryden Theater in Repertory. That's another asset that is absolutely spectacular. So if people are obsessed with movies and Turner Classic Movies doesn't fill the bill, there's always something interesting to see at the Dryden Theater. And famous people go there. In fact, in May, they're honoring Jodie Foster.
Oh, cool.
And they're going to start selling tickets on the 25th of April to members and then on May 2nd to the general public if any tickets are left. But Jodie Foster will be there for people who just maybe want to stand outside and think they might be able to see her. How about that?
Neat. That's
so cool. I went to the Eastman, and George Eastman was very, you know, major, like an inventor, an incredible guy. And I mean, all the things he built in Rochester, created in Rochester, the University of Rochester Medical, you know, school, the dentistry school, the Eastman School of Music, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, Kodak, right?
Right.
Which still makes film for movies. And tragically, sadly, he committed suicide.
Really?
Because he was in pain from spinal problems. And his boyhood home is at the Genesee Country Museum in Mumford.
It was
moved there from where he grew up. And his ashes are honored at Kodak Park in Rochester. So it's interesting. I mean, he's an interesting person, and this museum is wonderful. And this poster exhibit includes, drum roll please, two classic posters from Beatles movies. A very large, the posters are called one sheets, two sheets, three sheets, they could be four, five, six sheets. You know, there are one sheet, there's a one sheet, even smaller than that, for A Hard Day's Night. And these are all originals, great classic movie posters for the Beatles' A Hard Day's Night movie. And then a huge one, about a three sheet, for Help.
Wow. And they're vintage, and, like from like the early 60s, right? Those are from the original run?
Yeah. Right. From the 60s.
That's cool.
The classic. The original posters that they would have used to promote the films. And a lot of other posters. Some foreign, a lot of American posters. It's a very, I love the exhibit. I mean, you know, you love posters, you love art, you love graphics. For graphic designers, it's something to see. And there's an excellent video about how they you know prepared the exhibit, because we're talking about paper that was thrown out, you know, by all accounts.
Right.
Most movie posters were thrown out, or they were torn, or they're filled with holes and all that. So it was quite an interesting show. I'm glad I went. Crashing into the 60s, Film Posters from the Collection at the Eastman Museum, which everyone should go see anyway, and it's up through September 8th.
Nice.
And I hope you go see it. I think you'll enjoy it. Bring the kid, and you learn a lot of stuff, a lot about photography and cinema and all of that, too.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, thanks for the tip on that. Yeah, so once again, we got Michael Caleri from the Niagara Gazette on Niagara's Choice Voice Line. And so, Michael, so turning to the movies now. So what's this week's movie that's up on deck for review?
Well, opening this week is Challengers.
Challengers, okay.
Yeah, Challengers. And it's a tennis movie. And some of the great movies that have tennis as part of their, you know, part of the theme or part of the story would be Woody Allen's Match Point, Hitchcock's great Strangers on a Train, The Royal Tenenbaums by Wes Anderson, et cetera, et cetera. Those are three that come to mind very quickly. Challenger stars an American actor named Mike Faist and a British actor named Josh O'Connor. And it stars California's favorite singer, dancer, actress, et cetera, Zendaya.
Ah, Zendaya, yes.
Yes. One of your favorites, right?
Yeah, as I call her, Grumpy Face. Which I shouldn't say that, but she's always got this pouty look on her face. I guess that's part of her trademark, I guess. I don't know.
What, Grumpy Face?
Yeah. Always looks angry about something, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, Zendaya's in it, along with Mike Faist and Josh O'Connor. Most people probably really won't know Josh O'Connor that much, but Mike Faist played Riff in the unnecessary remake of West Side Story a few years ago.
Yep.
But he was very good in it. He should have been nominated. Or maybe he was nominated. I don't remember. Yeah. Anyway, he's good. They're all good in the movie. And here's the upshot. Here's the most fun you can have. I loved it. So what you've got is a movie about tennis and the rigors of the sport, and it's a lot tougher than, you know, just playing in the playground, that's for sure. And it's a romantic triangle between the three of them, Zendaya's character, Josh O'Connor's character, and Mike Faist's character. Mm-hmm. The way it works is that Mike Faist's character is married to Zendaya's character, all right?
Okay.
But she used to go out with the Josh O'Connor character and had a relationship with him. She can no longer have a career because of an on-court accident, but she's a trainer and a coach. Mm-hmm. And she is coaching her husband, and he's in the dumps. Things aren't going the way they should be. So she comes up with this idea that we're going to have a special match, and we're going to draw attention to you, and we're going to train you for this, and everything will be great. And so what you have is husband and wife and the former boyfriend of the wife all involved in a career-building tennis match, and it takes place in the New Rochelle area of Westchester County.
Okay.
It's directed by Luca Guadagnino, and he is famous for Call Me By My Name. He's an Italian filmmaker. He is an excellent filmmaker. The movie looks wonderful. And he understands young people, and he understands romantic passion, and he understands the realism and the power of sport. And it all comes together very well. So what you have is a very appealing movie with a wonderful cast of young actors and an actress. I still am uncomfortable calling women actors. To me, they're still actresses. Yeah. I don't know what the woke thing is. I think it confuses people. So you have two very good young actors, and you have a very good young actress. I think she's terrific. She's much better. Zendaya is much better in this than she is in Dune.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay. So I'll retract my grumpy face comment. There you go.
No, you can keep it.
Okay.
You can keep it. But they're all very good, and there's a great, you know, what I liked about it is that there are surprises in this movie. It's not all cut and dried. It's rare these days that romantic films, and it's a romantic film, you're going to be surprised, and you're going to be surprised. And that's the cool thing about it. It's not vanilla. It's very interesting. I highly recommend it. It's called Challengers. It's going to be playing all over town starting Friday, and I hope people go see it.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, it's funny with romantic comedies. I was just talking to somebody about that the other day. They said every comedy is the same. There's conflict. There's something that drives the main character away. There's separation. There's some sort of weird, unusual circumstance that brings them back together, and then, boom, they kiss and roll the credits. So this doesn't follow that formula. Right.
No. Well, no, but here you have the added attraction of tennis also.
There you go.
And I learned a lot about tennis. And I learned, I mean, you know, those 10 years, basically the age 18 to 28, 20 to 30, that period there, it's brutal on young tennis players.
Yep.
Brutal.
Yep.
Especially if the parents want them to be famous and rich, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, a little pressure there, yep.
Yeah, so, you know, I highly recommend Challengers. People should consider going to the Eastman Museum to walk the mansion. See the exhibits that they have at the museum, including the poster exhibit, which I enjoyed. And that's it for today, Frank.
All right. Sounds good. Michael, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks. All right?
Okay.
All right. Once again, on the Niagara's Choice Voice Line from the Niagara Gazette movie reviewer, Michael Caleri, right here on Wake Up Niagara.